Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, March 11th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. We will be joined in just a minute by 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wiltfong. However, first order of business, the Buckeye Hoopsters are in action today at 2 p.m. The fifth-seeded Buckeyes will take on the 12th-seeded Minnesota Golden Gophers, who beat Northwestern 51-46 yesterday. The game is at Lucas Oil Stadium. We will be all over it. Lucas Oil Stadium is in Indianapolis. That is also where Steve Wiltfong is. Steve, how goes it?
Hey, good morning, Daniel. They're allowing fans at that game, right?
I have no idea where they're allowing fans and where they aren't. I have not left my house in a year.
I think that there are some bad seats at Lucas Oil Stadium for Colts games. I think that they're still sitting people in those seats for a basketball game. Those just have to be horrendous seats. I think they are sitting them in those seats. And you do not want to be in the 500 or 600 section at Lucas Oil for a basketball game. Just go to the bar and watch it or watch it at home. Do not buy 500 level seats.
The stadium experience for a basketball game, like if you've been to a Final Four or something, it's largely garbage. You can barely see it. It's a weird shooting situation for the guys. They set these up to maximize attendance, but it's not a good watch. Anyway, let's bring it home. Let's bring it into your wheelhouse. I sit here in the Gem City. Ohio State offered an offensive lineman from the Gem City, Huber Heights Wayne stud, Emil Wagner. It took a little longer for him to get an offer than we expected, and as I was telling you before the show, it's actually kind of interesting. Wagner is the backup center on the Wayne Warriors basketball team. The other backup center is Alabama tight end commitment Elijah Brown, who did not get an offer from Ohio State. So if a football game broke out at a basketball game, you can look for Wayne to do quite well. How well do you think Ohio State will do in the recruitment of Emil Wagner?
Well, they instantly shoot to the lead group for Emil Wagner. You know, he had been high on Notre Dame and Stanford, Kentucky, where his brother plays, and Penn State. But Ohio State is an offer that he certainly wanted to add, and now he has the opportunity to consider the Buckeyes, and they're in the lead group. You know, he had been building a relationship with Coach Stud, so the report's there. He had a really good conversation with Ryan Day when he was offered, and he really liked the personality and feel he got from Coach Day. So Coach Day made a fast impression. And so Ohio State's in great shape for Emil Wagner. Emil Wagner is doing a virtual tour of Notre Dame with Brian Kelly today. He told me that he wants to visit self-guided tours at Ohio State, Penn State, and Notre Dame in the near future as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's closing in on a college decision. And Ohio State, you know, with any kid that they offer, they're going to shoot to the top of the list. And they have a great shot at this kid who's pretty much a high achiever in everything he does. He's successful on the football field. He's terrific in the classroom. I believe his mom's a doctor. She wants him to go in that route. Dad wants him to be a lawyer. So those are the kind of expectations that they have in the Wagner house for young Emil. And I think Ohio State's in the thick of it for him right now.
What's kind of interesting is his older brother, Ahmad Wagner, who was in camp with the Chicago Bears as a tight end this past year. was a standout 6'7" basketball player at Wayne, helped them win a state championship, never played football, went out his senior year and was basically one of the best receiver, tight end type guys in Ohio, and would have played football at Ohio State, had offers from a lot of football schools, was holding out for an offer from Ohio State, didn't get it. So he went and played basketball at Iowa instead. That didn't work out. He transferred to Kentucky to play football, and then he went to the Bears. So there is an interest in Ohio State and the Wagner household. It's been there for a while. I happen to think Emil will be a Buckeye, and it will be a big pickup. Like you said, the reports on him on the field are good. The reports off the field are even better. Great guy to invest in. Another young guy we need to talk about, and we rarely go this deep into the ledger for you, but you did a story on Richard Young, a class of 2023 running back. Saying that out loud makes me feel even older. But this is a young guy who has offers already from Alabama, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. He's from near Fort Myers, and when you interview him, he knows his stuff. This kid must be something special to be on the radar this early for such good schools.
Well, he's got over 30 offers. He's the number one running back in the top 247, and as Tony Alford and Ryan Day and those guys look to land a guy like Nicholas Singleton or Dallin Hayden in the 2022 class. They've already, you know, they're already working hard in 2023, and Richard Young's a top target. And Ohio State's near the top of his list. That's going to be a slobber knocker of a recruitment, as Richard's already building strong relationships with several programs, Ohio State being one of them.
We're going to take a quick break, come back and talk cornerback recruiting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back. Ohio State has two cornerbacks in the fold for the class of 2022. Florida native Jaheim Singletary and suburban Cincinnati native by way of Louisiana, Jair Brown. One of the names that came up in the past few weeks, you did a story on Toriano Pride. However, when I first heard about it, it was under the auspices that he's a Clemson lock, and you tell me that's not the case.
No, I think that Clemson's in very good position, but as you guys have followed recruiting lately, Ohio State and Clemson go head-to-head often, and this is another prospect that I think that Ohio State's going head-to-head with Clemson. Toriano Pride just dropped the top seven last weekend. Talking to a source close to him, Clemson and Ohio State are the two near the top of the list for Pride, and I think Ohio State, this is a guy they're really pushing for. This is a guy they covet. I saw Toriano Pride at the Myrtle Beach NFA 7-on-7 tournament playing for the Midwest Boom. And just what a smooth cover corner, terrific feet. He's a guy that doesn't have to put a finger on a receiver, and he's got them covered. You see these guys that like to be physical with receivers, and Pride's certainly capable of that, as he's, you know, a pretty physically ready-to-go prospect in that regard. But just his ability to change direction and cover in space, anticipate what receivers are doing, his high football IQ. He's just one of the top cover guys, smoothest cover guys in this class. He was a big riser in our recent rankings, moving into the top 100. He's got an invite to the All-America Bowl, and Ohio State's been near the top for him for quite some time, and they're pushing hard.
Corner is an interesting position in this cycle. As everybody knows, the top 247 is figured into the composite rankings, but Travis Hunter is your number one. He's not in the composite. Damani Jackson seems to have a universal appeal. Jaheim Singletary's hired to us. Is there a chance we could see Jaheim Singletary on top at the end of all this? Or do you think that's a spot Travis Hunter has locked down?
Well, for me, I mean, Travis Hunter's the leader in the clubhouse right now. He had like 23 receiving touchdowns and 7 interceptions as a senior. He's just an incredible two-way player, and that's playing in the largest classification in the state of Georgia. He led his team to the state title game. He's outstanding. Jaheim Singletary, I don't know if there's a guy as long as him. Guys I've seen in person, his length is just tremendous. Him and Toriano Pride, or just, you know, seeing them live in 7-on-7 settings, they were both just erasers. People just didn't challenge them. Singletary has shined in a receiver role in those settings as well. He's outstanding. He's certainly in the conversation for number one. I mean, you look at those top five guys. Damani Jackson is very athletic, incredibly physical. And then you have the Dalen Everett kid at IMG. He's the fastest player on IMG's team. Legit 4.4 guy. He's from the state of Virginia. So this is a deep, talented cornerback year. And Ohio State's got one of the elite guys in the fold already. And they can go out and land Toriano Pride to go with what they already have. That'll be, you know, that'll certainly boast one of the top corner classes in the country.
Let's finish with this. We talked about it last week. Drew Aller, quarterback out of Medina, the top quarterback in the state of Ohio, has verbally committed to Penn State. We mentioned that Mike Yurcich being on the staff, he's a Euclid native, may have been the trigger. Is that what you think happened, and how worried should Ohio State be about going up against Aller?
Well, I think that Yurcich was the difference in that recruitment. He had the relationship with him the longest and identified Drew Aller as a top quarterback before anybody did, including us. And, you know, I mean, the recipe to beat Ohio State is to, you know, Ohio State can't take everybody. So, you know, getting guys that are capable of beating Ohio State, you know, it's not easy to beat Ohio State, obviously. And so I'm not saying anything y'all don't know or anything profound, but to beat Ohio State, you got to be terrific at the quarterback position. And the times that Penn State has given Ohio State hell, they had Trace McSorley's playing in the NFL. I think Drew Aller's capable of playing in the NFL. We have him ranked in the top 100. Think he's talented. I think he's good enough to play anywhere in the country. Getting speed at the skill positions. Penn State's certainly done that historically. And then having guys that can develop into pass rushers. And, you know, Penn State's always boasted some of the best defensive linemen in the league. And you look at guys like Jason Owe coming into this year, you know, that it looks promising. So the recipe to beat Ohio State is not easy, but I think Penn State has been the closest to it in the Big Ten. And Drew Aller's another commitment that keeps them in the conversation of, you know, Ohio State, you know, their toughest game in the league, I think, is going to be Penn State.
Couldn't agree more. And yes, it's disappointing to see Drew Aller go, but lest we forget, the number one player in the country in the class, Quinn Ewers out of Texas, is headed to Ohio State.
Exactly.
The number one guy on our board, Steve Wiltfong. We appreciate him stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.